Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Welcome back, Sports to the Max. Joining us is the John Schuster Caldwell Banker Hotline. From Holy Angels High School and Boston College, the number one pick in the NBA. No, not that voice here in the background, but Troy Bell is there. And I believe that is the son or daughter of the background that we hear, correct, Troy?
It is. That's my daughter, Gianna. How you doing, Mike?
Good. How are you doing?
Doing well, man. What's going on?
Well, you got a chance to spend some time with my man Dave Lee at the state tournament. How much fun was that for you, doing some broadcasting and watching all those games?
It was fun, man. Dave Lee's a great guy. Obviously, I've known about him for a number of years. He's been a Minnesota kid. But it was great, man. It was cool to kind of connect with basketball in that way.
Yeah.
You know, obviously, I've been like trading and stuff, but never that, and it was cool.
What did you think of that Jackson Logie from Morris that night against North when he tried to almost win it by himself?
He did great, man. You know, to be young again, Mike, you know, I miss those days. And I felt like I was out there with the kids. I know it sounds crazy, but it was fun, man. I really enjoyed myself.
Did you make the state tournament in high school?
I did not, man. We kept losing to Ben and Thorson and De La Salle, man.
Oh, they kept clipping you?
Man, they clipped us. Every year they clipped us. They won it twice, and they lost in the championship once.
Yeah, they were just good, weren't they? Yeah. But you've had a lot of basketball experiences. You know what that means to the kids. How did you get recruited by BC and other colleges? Was that summer circuit, or was that based on your high school play?
You know, back then, you know, we weren't getting recruited heavily just out of Minnesota alone. We had to get on the road, and I didn't have any scholarships nobody recruited me based on my high school career at all. Everything that happened good for me happened on the road with Howard Pulley, because after my junior year, I think I averaged about 28 a game. I didn't have an offer.
It wasn't
really until we went to Peach Jam. That's when my offers came, because my Jabron Bauer, Nick Jacobson, Travis Kraft, they all went to Nike camp and came out. They did great. So because they did so good at Nike camp, that's what brought the scouts to see us in Peach Jam, and that's when I got noticed.
I see. So they said, if those kids can play, there's some more Minnesotans we want to look at, huh?
Yeah, that's what happened, man. So, I mean, thanks to those guys, because they had all the college coaches front and center at our game based on what they did at Nike camp.
Wow, that's kind of a cool story. Troy, let's talk a little NBA. You've been there. When you see the Timberwolves and this new attitude that goes with being a better team, what do you see? They're chippy. They're not backing down. They got Beverly. They got Towns has decided to take over the team. What do you see from the Timberwolves?
Well, first of all, Mike, it's very exciting. You know, as a longtime Timberwolves fan, I mean, this is amazing, because they've had a lot of talent for a number of years, but you know, I got to credit a lot of it to Pat Bev, man. He, he's a tough player, you know, a fierce competitor, never backs down. And And he's a vet. He's a legit vet. They have a very young team, you know, 33. Like when I was coming up, there would be some older players, but you know, 33 now, you know, that's a pretty old player for today's generation. And he, you know, I feel like he does a good job of connecting with the young fellas. Sometimes you get the older vets, they're not really looking to connect with the young fellas, but that doesn't seem to be Pat Bev's energy, man. And I've been to a few games this year. I love his enthusiasm for the game. We actually share the same agent. One of the agents that I dealt with is Pat Bev's agent now, so I follow him on Instagram. So I see all the stuff that's going on. And, you know, I love his attitude. I love what he's brought to the city and to the state, and I love how he's just mentoring the young guys on what it takes to win from an attitude standpoint.
And that attitude is that he just doesn't back down?
I mean, that's what he's given at every team he's been on, you know. And let's be honest, man, he's not the most skilled guy,
right?
Not the highest jumping guy, not the quickest guy. He's just got an endless motor, and he never stops trying. I think, like, when you go to the games and Pat Bev does things, the fans really love it because, in a way, I think he kind of represents, I'm not going to say the common man.
But to an extent, the grinder, right?
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? He doesn't have those LeBron James gifts. He just goes out there every day, puts on his hard hat, and plays as hard as he can. That's all he does.
Now, if you look at the matchups, you know, Memphis or Golden State are probably, no matter if they have a play-in or they leap and get in the sixth spot over Denver, that would probably be your first-round matchup. Which one would you prefer?
Out of Denver and the Grizzlies.
No, out of if the Wolves will end up in the first round playing either Golden State or Memphis right now.
Oh, Golden State or Memphis. Okay. Golden State or Memphis. I mean, I think both of those matchups are tough. I think they have enough talent, especially if they're shooting the ball well, to win either one of them. But I think they both present challenges. I mean, you're talking about, you know, Steph and the Warriors. I mean, you know, Steph can win a game. I'm not going to say by himself, but if he gets hot, you know what type of action that could be.
Yep.
And then John Morant is one of the most electrifying young talents I think we've ever seen, and he's capable of, you know, just about anything. But I also like what the Wolves bring to the table. I think Towns is showing that he's a real vet now. I like his attitude. He's gotten a lot tougher. Even though he's young, you know, he's been in the league for, I think, what, about six, seven years?
Yeah, man,
now.
It's going quick, yeah.
Yeah, it's going quick. I mean, I like the attitude he's bringing. And Edwards, I mean, I love Edwards. His athleticism and his coordination is just off the charts. I think we have the tools to win any of those games. I still think we might be a little young to really make a run, but anything's possible if we get hot.
Now, when you teach kids, especially the guard position, what's the thing that they need to learn first and foremost? Is it ball handling, shooting? Is it footwork? What is it?
You know, I guess for me it would be ball handling, because if you can't handle the ball properly and effectively, you're kind of a victim out there, because you're at the mercy of the defense. If you can't get where you want to go, you know, you're very, very limited. Like, that's why I like a guy like Kyrie.
Yeah.
Just because he's such a wizard. He's such a wizard with the ball. It doesn't matter if he has a shorter guy, a taller guy, a stronger guy. His handle is so tight that at some point or another, he's probably going to wiggle by you enough to score it or get an assist or make the pass that makes the pass
sure.
to get somebody else.
He's going to move your feet, isn't he?
In some kind of way, he's going to get you off balance to attack. And so I would, like with my son, I've had him dribbling with two balls, you know, since he was probably about four. He's eight now, and I think that by the time he gets, you know, I'm not saying he's going to be great or anything. I'm just saying that he will be able to get where he wants to on the court.
And that's because you work on handles all the time.
All the time. All the time. Handles and IQ.
Can you make someone that's not quick, quick?
Well, I will say this, Mike. They have so many new workouts. Like, I'm following a whole bunch of workout guys on YouTube and Instagram. And just like the game of basketball is evolving, these trainers, these workout trainers are evolving. They have so many different cool exercises to load certain muscles to make you more athletic. I think if you're willing to put the time in and you're doing the right things for your body, we all have different bodies. We all could be susceptible to different injuries. But if you're doing the right stuff for your body, I think that everyone can make strides. But, you know, who's to say how far a person can actually take it? One thing I try not to do, Mike, is count people out.
Yeah.
Because, you know, if someone really has an iron will to try to achieve something in their life, I mean, I'm going to bet on the person that's going to really work their butt off.
Yeah, absolutely. Final four, you got the Blue Bloods, as they say, North Carolina and Duke. Kansas sitting over there. Boy, do they play well over the weekend. Who do you like as you watch this weekend?
Man, well, you know, I'm kind of biased, Mike, because I'm a Big East guy. So,
Yep. You
know, I like Villanova.
Villanova, yep.
But I think I'm more leading with my heart. These aren't facts. I'm more leading with my heart. I love Villanova. And you know, this is Coach K's last go-round, man. I'm a fan of Carolina and Duke, like, you know, most basketball fans are. But, you know, I guess I would like to see Duke get past Carolina to see him in the championship. But then I'm 50-50 because I like the Villanova Big East, and I really like Coach K. So, you know, I don't have a dog in the race, but if those two teams can make it to the championship, I think that would be pretty cool.
Well, was Nova a tough place to play at? Do they have a tough arena?
You know what, man? They were. But I'm going to be honest with you, Mike. Villanova and Jay Wright, Jay Wright's an amazing coach, first of all. And he's one of the best-dressed coaches in college basketball.
Yeah, now they got him wearing sweats some games, too, though. It's not fair.
All those great suits
in the closet? Come on.
I know, man. Jay Wright was killing them with the suit.
That was tight.
I don't know, man. I know, man. But man, Villanova, it was tough, but I want to say that I probably averaged in my career against Jay Wright about 30 a game.
Really?
Yeah, if not 30, like 29.
Wow.
And I would be willing to say, Mike, this is not like documented because I haven't researched it.
Yeah.
But I'd be willing to bet that any player that played against a Jay Wright team six times is not averaging anywhere near what I was averaging. And I think they only lost once to Jay Wright when I was there.
What did they try to do to you that they couldn't slow you down? I mean,
I don't know. It just wasn't working, man. Because my sophomore year, we beat them twice.
Yep.
My junior year, we beat them twice. And in my senior year, we lost to them at Villanova. But so, yeah, I think Coach Skinner and I and the fellas are like 5-1 against Jay Wright and Villanova.
Take that to the bank. And what'd you think of Paige Beckers?
Oh, man, you know, she's an amazing talent. You know, I'm really happy that she's bouncing back from that injury because, you know, those injuries can be tough. But, you know, now that's somebody, when I think of an iron will, you know, I think of a player like her, you know. And I wish her well. I hope that she can just stay healthy because that's all she needs.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? She has all the skills.
Yeah, ain't nobody going to stop her
healthy.
Except herself, right?
That's it.
Yeah.
That's it. I mean, she's a special talent.
Troy Bell, I appreciate it very much. Can we call you again when we get in the NBA playoffs?
Oh, man, you know, Mike, whenever you need me, man, I got you.
Appreciate you, sir. Thank you so much.
No problem. Have a good night.
You too. Troy Bell, nice enough to join us. Give us some insights.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes, subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.